Angola, Somalia, Rwanda, the truth about Rwanda, the current president of Rwanda, is one of the persons responsible for the genocide. So instead of holding him accountable at the International Criminal Court, we reward him by supporting him as president of Rwanda.
Wow.
Jamie.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I go into Cambodia, the secret bombing in Vietnam and Egypt. I tell you the truth about the history of Afghanistan and Guatemala and Chile, Nicaragua, Panama, Haiti. And so this is why it's so important. And this is only available through WBAI. It's $80. And, Reggie, we're running out of time.
Yes.
We're out of time.
Yes.
So would you give the number one more time, please?
I will do so. Okay, for a pledge of $80, intervention in the name of freedom, peace, and democracy. And that's a 3-CD set for a pledge of $80. So you can call 212-209-2950 right now, 212-209-2950, in order to get this package. Arm yourself with this information so you can be in the know of what's going on and what's really what's happening around this world, who are the real people that are making the decisions, making the ultimate decisions on this planet, and there none of it is for the good. Once again, intervention in the name of freedom, peace, and democracy, a 3-CD set for a pledge of $80. If you call 212-209-2950, and if you're online, you can go to give2wbai.org. Give the numeral 2wbai.org. Once again, that number is 212-209-2950. Gary?
All the best, everyone. Thank you for listening. And remember, we're down, but we're not out.
That's right.
We have a pulse. It may be weak. Yes, we have a tiny audience.
Right.
And yes, we're struggling, but we still have a life force and we still are relevant.
Right.
You will not find the kind of relevance in the commercial media or NPR or Channel 13. They would never, never dare play intervention. They would never dare play the Lords of Wealth.
Right.
We dare. We pride ourselves in the concept of freedom.
Right.
In democracy. In peace. In the real vernacular. Not that that has been perverted and distorted by the administration, power, people behind them, and the media they control. We're just a tiny little piece of that media compared to what we once were.
Right.
But we count. These premiums count. You're supporting the station counts, and we're looking forward to tomorrow. We're out of time now.
Yes.
Thank you very much. It's only an $80 premium. Remember, you get one of two or both,
right.
The Lords of Wealth, the unseen power behind America's collapse, or intervention. So it's Lords of Wealth or intervention. They're both $80. They're both free CDs. They're hour on hour, and it's a small amount for a powerful premium.
That's
Give
right.
a call, please. Final number, final time.
All right. Once again, that number is 212-209-2950.
This is Phil Donahue. And you're listening to WBAI New York, 99.5.
Live from New York, it's the Gary Null Show. And now, your host, Gary Null.
Hi, everyone. I'm Gary Null. Nice to have you with us today.
Today, we have a lot of premiums. We're going to do four things today. And we're going to start with the top one for this drive. This is survival stuff. Now, this is not an ordinary product. And mind you, I never make a claim because I don't feel it's ethical, and you shouldn't be making claims. All you can do is talk about a product based upon what goes into it and allow people to do their own homework, because people are smart and we have access to the internet. We can look up ingredients. We can see what they do for us. We don't need anyone telling us or trying to sell us into anything. You know, respect a person's capacity to make informed choices. Just give them the facts. See, here are the facts. It is my contention that we are susceptible. We are vulnerable to a lot of emergencies that the average person never considers. We're vulnerable to sunspots, to solar storms. We're vulnerable to nuclear accidents and breakdowns. We're vulnerable to natural disasters like Sandy, which, by the way, if you ask any of the climatologists, Sandy was minor. That was only a Category 1.
Yeah.
We're going to get Categories 2, 3, 4, and even higher. We're susceptible to an earthquake. Yes, we're on an earthquake fault zone here, and
yeah.
Guess where Indian Point is located, right mm-hmm. smack in the middle of that earthquake fault. We're also susceptible to having no way to escape if we needed to. In fact, just this week, I took bikes that I bought 10 years ago in case I ever have to get out of the city, and I also bought a radiation suit and a mask. It all folds up into a little tiny 1 pound, you know, a plastic bag, and then I have a backpack where I have everything I need if I ever have to get out. And I went down and got my bikes for $60. I get them reserviced, so they're ready to go. I could drive, you know, I could ride a bike 1,000 miles if need be. I go out and ride 100 miles nonstop at full force in my training. Because you go to get out of the city, if there's a natural accident, you're not going to be able to get out of the city. You're not going to be able to get anywhere. And then you're going to think, wow, no one saw this coming. Not true. Millions of it saw coming, and we planned for it. No different than the audience out at Los Angeles when I started doing a series of programs every week for 7 years where I would tell them, you're living in a desert. Now, that's
right.
Fine if there were about, you know, 2 or 3 million of you living there, but there are 38 million of you living there. And you all want the same things. You want, you know, you want to get from point A to B. You want to be able to have swimming pools and beautiful lawns and tropical gardens. And again, for 2 or 3 million people, there's enough water that even on low years of water yield, there's still enough water in aquifers. You could do it, but not with 38 million and not with so many of these gated communities where you work hard your whole life, you put up $1 million, $2 million, $3 million, and you get yourself a house in a gated community, and now you think you had the life of Riley. But now it all is going to go away. All of it is going away. All of it. Even Barbara Streisand and the wealthiest people with the biggest, oldest estates, they can afford the water, but they're being told the fact that you can afford to put more water on your shrubs doesn't mean that you should be allowed to, because we're water rationing. That means the rich and powerful, your lawns have to go brown. You have to change out to cactus and other types of desert flowering plants.
Right.
And reasonable people, responsible people, say, you're right. Look, the drought's affecting all of us. It just doesn't affect poor people. Everyone is affected. We're living in a desert. The trouble is that the original resources of the desert are gone. Not just a little gone, they're gone. And they're never coming back in your lifetime.
Mm.
Now, what does that mean in real sense? It means that the people who 13,000 homeowners in one very upscale development, in just the last 3 weeks, the value of their home has just plummeted like a rock off a cliff. Why? Because who's going to want to buy a $3 million home if you don't have a golf course now, or if you don't have a big lake you can look out sprouting water, or if you don't have beautiful lawns and shrubbery? You know, how are you going to grow your bougainvillea? How are you going to grow your orchids? So now everyone's trying to get out of the market. Now, of course, the average person cannot get out of the market. If you're a working first-class person, you can't get out. You're stuck with your job wherever you live. But most of those people don't have to worry about the green because they're living in building complexes and apartments. But for everyone who's got money, they're leaving. When they leave, the tax base leaves with them. When the tax base leaves, all the services for everyone, from filling, you know, potted holes in roads to picking up the garbage, and all that goes down with it. So now the school system's affected, the hospital system's affected, everybody's affected when you rush for the door. It's like in a soccer stadium, for no apparent reason, everybody starts to stampede, and you read about 70 people dying. You think, why in the hell did they stampede? You know, and everyone who was in their way is a victim. So global warming, and now specific local warming, and now water shortage is mandated 25% to 35%. Now those people are having to think, oh, my God, we just heard from Ishikaku that we're on an earthquake fault that's going to go. We just don't know when. We could get hit with a solar storm. Our water now, by the way, did you know that as of today, two-thirds of the coast of California, they're not allowing people in the water because of the red bloom algaes, which are very toxic?
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And so who would have thought that that would ever happen? It had never happened in the past, but now it is happening because global warming, heating up the water. Mm. So now imagine being one of those 38 million people there, plus the 7 million people living in Oregon and Washington around the coast. Now you start seeing you got over 45 million Americans in just the West Coast who now are living on tenterhooks. They're living in a non-sustainable environment. Now, they should have started looking in a reasonable and responsible way for places that would give them a quality of life and that were sustainable. But they never had to include the word sustainable on any of their wish lists or their resumes. Sustainable just wasn't in the American vernacular. Now it is essential. And, you know, can you sustain an income that keep a certain standard of living? Most people living in Manhattan, unless they're rich, they can't.
Right.
And now what happens if there's a natural disaster or a man-made disaster, and then you start realizing, gee whiz, shouldn't I at least allow some of my conscience to realize that not everything in this life is controllable? There are things outside of my control. And that in mind, I invented survival stuff. Now, what is it I want to do? What was the purpose? What was my strategy? It was very straightforward, very elementary, in a non-existential way. I wanted to know that if anything ever happened to me or those people I care about or others, that they would be able to have enough food to eat until they were able to grow food or get to a place where they had food. That's not unreasonable when you consider how many people in the United States are food insecure as it is now. 18
right.
million children, by the way. 18 million children are food insecure. 160 million Americans, nearly 40% of the American population, are food insecure. So I'm going to make sure that you not only had food, but you had the most important, powerful food to maintain your health during that period of shortage. But let's say there is no disaster, that you're lucky enough that we dodged the bullet and it doesn't happen. Remember, we didn't dodge the bullet with Katrina in New Orleans.
That's right.
We didn't dodge the bullet with Sandy here. These are real, and they're not dodging the bullet in California, where all the orchards are now being plowed under, except for some of the wealthiest farmers. When I was out there, you could see bulldozers just going for dozens of miles, taking out every single tree, because there was no water for the trees, and they were all brown and dying, so they take them out and burn them. And some of those trees have been there for 60 years, bearing fruit. So this is the new reality that we're all faced with. I mean, this is a reality. So I put together what I call survival stuff. What does the body need? It needs high-quality plant-based protein. Okay, so I get together brown rice and split pea. You put those two together, I know of no better protein that you could put in your body, the amino acids. Split pea is a legume. It's easy to grow. It takes very little water. Brown rice is the same. So I'm getting 17 grams of high-quality protein per serving. But then we're told to eat our fruits and vegetables. Okay, the average American eats 1 to 2 fruits or vegetables per day. All right, but I want non-GMO eaten. Oh, then the average American's out of luck. So here are the vegetables and fruits I put in survival stuff. I put in alfalfa, pumpkin seeds, flax seeds. And you know, with your flax, you're getting your essential fatty acids, omega-3s. Barley grass, carrots and kale, cauliflower and cabbage, parsley and ginger, spinach, celery, broccoli, asparagus, colored greens, then apples, bananas, cranberries, strawberries, the two best algaes I know of in the world, chlorella and spirulina, blueberries, blackberries, raspberries, kamut, one of the oldest natural heirloom grains in the world, oats, sprouted quinoa, which means it's, when you sprout it, it's non-gluten, sprouted kamut, sprouted spelt, and sprouted amaranth, oat beta-glucan, chia seeds, alaria, which is a great seaweed, dulse, which is a great seed, laminaria, which is a great seaweed, ascophyllium, which is a great seaweed, and then enzymes, because my experience is that a lot of people can benefit from enzymes like protease to help with the digestion of protein, amylase, lipase, cellulase, papain, and bromelain from pineapples and papaya. And then, of course, all of us know the power and importance of probiotics. So you go into a health food store and you'll see a bottle of 2 million, 3 million. Well, how about 8 billion with a B, 8 billion in an enzyme blend of probiotics? Yes.
That's a lot of stuff.
Yes, it is. And then it's sweetened with natural stevia and with pineapple and cherry flavor, natural. So you're getting 17 grams of high-quality amino acids from vegetable, plant-based protein. You're getting 19 fruits and vegetables. You're getting sprouted grains. You're getting antioxidants. You're getting probiotics, 8 billion, in a huge gallon size, 3.9 pounds, 1,800 grams. And that's what you get in this huge survival stuff. So let's say that there is no disaster. You don't believe in disaster. You don't believe any is going to come. Okay, then just use it each day. And, you know, and that way you know that you're doing something good. Your cells are going to say thank you. Your blood, your kidney, your heart, your liver, everything that needs good nutrition each day, which is every cell in your body, is going to say thank you, because this is uncompromised. This is not taking into consideration the person who wants, I want my French fries, I want my potato chips, I want my bagels, I want my, yeah, and those are all pro-inflammatory. You may want them, you may like them, they may taste good to you, but are they really good for you? And I think we all know the answer. So what I've done is I give you what you need, what your body needs, what your cell needs. Now, let's say that you're really healthy and you're really conscious of the choices you make, but you have parents who are not. Maybe they grew up in the greatest generation and they think, oh, I'm not going to change anyway. So give them something to put health on their side, like a health insurance. Now, I have fire extinguishers. In fact, Bertold says, why you got so darn many fire extinguishers? I said, well, because I want one in every room, because if there should be a fire there, even though they're overhead sprinklers, I want to make sure that this is just an insurance. Okay. I hope I never have to use it. I hope I never have to use a car insurance if I wreck. I hope I never have to use health insurance if I get sick. But it's nice to know if I do, I've got my insurance. Well, I consider survival stuff with all these fruits and vegetables and proteins and fiber. And by the way, you talk about fiber, you're getting 15 grams of fiber in each serving.
That's a lot.
No cholesterol, no trans fats, no saturated fats. So if there's one thing I want each day, if I don't have resources to get other things, I know at least I've got a backup system, and that's what it is. Now, mind you, I've made no claims. I've not associated this with any disease. I've simply said why I created it, what it is composed of, and the integrity of that. But it's for anyone in this audience who wants to see what do cruciferous vegetables do, because I got eight of them in here, they can look up cruciferous vegetables. And then they can look up all the independent science on Medline, shows you all the reasons why you should have cruciferous vegetables. And I got oat beta glucan. Google oat beta, B-E-T-A, glucan, or chia seeds. And look up probiotics, 8 billion, and see what the science says. So I trust in the intelligence and integrity of the audience to be informed and do their homework, especially in today's age. So this way, you're getting something that benefits every person who could take it. It's non-dairy, it's vegan, it's non-GMO, And it's important, and it's a delicious tasting powder, and it lasts a long time. So if you are one of these people who are buying it for that rainy day, in case you ever have to have it, you know, then at least you will have it. Because if there is a disaster, let's just say worst case scenario, let's say that there's a solar storm, or there's something that knocks out our electricity, like a hurricane that's a severe hurricane for a month, every store is going to have every single item of food gone. So what are you supposed to eat? There's not going to be any place to eat. A restaurant, their food will be gone within one day. All your grocery stores in the same day, they're gone. People hoard. So at least if you have your survival stuff, one or two cans or three, you're good to go. I have six in a knapsack. I have other things in that knapsack. I have three routes out of the city that I can bike out. I'll leave in the middle of the morning, 2 o'clock. And when everyone else is passed out behind their steering wheel from screaming, they can't say anything because they have no voice from screaming. They can't raise the arm because they've given the finger to everyone in their sight. Now they suffer from carpal tunnel syndrome.
Just one more problem added.
Yeah. And they have to lean to one side because their hemorrhoid is burst.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
So those are the people who never thought about there could ever be a problem, and now there is. And I'm just driving right by them on my bike. It's a portable bike, by the way. You can fold it up and carry it. And all the other things, I put my little satchel in my backpack that I have to survive, like, you know, waterproof pants that goes over my whole body in case it's, you know, bad at night. In any case, survival stuff is there's nothing else like it out there. So that's it, and over to you, Reggie.
Okay, so as Gary was saying before, survivor stuff, 17 grams of protein per serving, 19 fruits and vegetables, sprouted grains and probiotics. It's raw and all natural. And for a pledge of $125, you can get this by calling 212-209-2950. And I'm looking at the package right now. It's a big package. I said one time before that it can fit a small person in there, but I will guarantee you no small people will be packaged inside the survivor stuff. But you can get the survivor stuff, no doubt, by calling 212-209-2950. Once again, that number is 212-209-2950. And for those people that are streaming online, you can also go to give2wbai.org, ask for it by name, Survivor Stuff, for a pledge of $125. Gary?
Yes, okay, one last call, survival stuff.
Yes.
Give a call now, give the number one more time.
The number once again is 212-209-2950, and as Gary was mentioning before, just a lot of ingredients, inside this survivor stuff, carrots, kale, cauliflower, cabbage, parsley, ginger, spinach, celery, broccoli, asparagus, collard greens, apples, bananas, cranberries, strawberries, cholera, spirulina, blueberry, blackberry. My goodness, there's so many vegetables and fruits included inside Survivor Stuff. And you can get this for a pledge of $125. I've actually tried this. It smells really nice. It smells like cherries, as Gary was saying before. And it's quite tasty. It is quite tasty, and it's healthy as well. So once again, that number is 212-209-2950. 212-209-2950 for a pledge of $125. You can get Survivor Stuff. Now, for some people that feel that $125 is too much, you can always call the operator and tell them that you can break it down into incremental payments, so it could be a little bit easier for you. But either way, you can get this right now. Help yourself. As Gary was saying before, just in case of disasters, this would be good. If no disasters happen, well, it's still good. It's good all the way. 212-209-2950. Gary?
Okay. Now we go to the second of our premiums today. And the second of our premiums is one of the fun things that we could eat. I wanted to create, and by the way, this is brand new. No one's even had a single taste of this yet, except the people who sampled at my office, a brand new Cocoa Magic Bar.
Oh, okay.
And it's high in protein, 11 grams. It's made with the best ingredients, and I had to make it with the right amount of moisture and not too dry, and the right amount of the rich chocolatey flavors, the dark chocolate, the real dark chocolate. So here's what's in this delicious snack. It's a healthy candy bar is what it is. It's almond, chocolate, coconut. Three of the best things you can put in. But listen to the ingredients. And this is a pretty good sized bar, by the way. It has the following. Organic almond butter. Chicory root fiber. And you never hear people using chicory root fiber because it's so darn expensive.
Right.
But I know why it binds stuff together. And if you bind it with chicory root, you don't have to use the cheaper binders. Organic rice protein. Organic clover honey. This is the raw honey. Plus cherries, pea protein, almonds. The dark chocolate, unsweetened, by the way, chocolate. The cacao. The organic cacao, organic walnuts, organic coconut, organic vanilla extract, organic coconut oil, organic sesame seeds, and then a blend of green tea, spirulina, chlorella, pink sea salt, and stevia. That's it. That's as good as it gets. High protein, good fibers. And it has no eggs, soy, wheat, peanuts in it, and it's vegan, gluten free, delicious tasting. People love the bar. We have the Cocoa Magic Bar, and when I travel, I take the Cocoa Magic Bar because it gives me my energy, my protein. It tastes delicious, all good ingredients. It's nice to taste something that is so darn delicious that's good for you. Now, you can taste things that are delicious, that's loaded with things your body cannot benefit from, are not good for you, that are allergenic, that are inflammatory. This is anti-inflammatory. Coconut and chocolate, these are all good ingredients, plus quality protein. So you can take one or two of these Cocoa Magic Bars, put them in your pocket, and then throughout the day, whenever you need a really healthy snack,
right.
You can have one of them. And, you know, this is something that, and you get a whole box of them, by the way. You get a whole box. So that's the Cocoa Magic Bar. That's our premium. Reggie?
All right. So a box of the new and improved Cocoa Magic Bars. And I believe the premium is for a pledge of $75.
Yes, it is.
All right. So a box of 12. Actually, that's not a bad deal for $75. So if you want the Cocoa Magic Bars, you get 12 in a box. You can call 212-209-2950. Once again, the number is 212-209-2950. You can get the Cocoa Magic Bars for a box, which it comes in inside a box of 12. 212-209-2950. And I'm a big fan of dark chocolate, so I know exactly what you're talking about when you're saying about the real chocolate. It's the dark, bitter chocolate. That's the healthy stuff. That's the good stuff. I love dark chocolate. 212-209-2950 for a pledge of $75. You can get a box of the Cocoa Magic Bars, and there's 12 within a box. Once again, that number is 212-209-2950. Gary?
Yeah. Also, keep in mind that I'm actually giving this at less than my cost. And because of the hot weather, I had to have this flown in by FedEx, not on the ground where it could have been for 5 days.
Right.
Might have, you know, melted because I don't have the preservatives in this.
Right.
I don't have the stabilizers. You know, I can put stabilizers and preservatives in it. Then it doesn't meet my organic standards. It doesn't make sense to have all these organic ingredients and spend the highest amount of money imaginable for organic. If I got regular almond butter versus organic almond butter, regular coconut versus organic coconut, makes a difference. So I did not even charge the station for that extra $1,300. I think it was $1,300 to get them in quickly, so they're fresh and ready to go. And they're in refrigerated storage now. And when they're shipped out to anyone in the New York area. Generally, gets there the next day or two, and they'll be fine. So this makes it affordable to people. It gives the station a profit. And that's what they have to pay their bills.
Right.
And it gives people the advantage of having a wonderful, healthy confection. So that's it. So let's do that one more time on the phone and where people can get it.
All right. So once again, as Gary mentioned, the Coco Magic Bars comes in a box of 12. And it's all organic, of course. You know, it's Gary Null. Of course, it has to be organic. And he'll do things right, you know, when it comes ingredients-wise. For a pledge of $75, you can get a box of the Coco Magic Bars. It comes in 12 within that box. And the number to call, once again, is 212-209-2950. Once again, that number is 212-209-2950. And again, for those people that are listening online via stream, you can go online right now by give to WBAI.org. Give the numeral to WBAI.org. The pledge number, once again, is 212-209-2950.
Now, finally, we talked about Coco Magic Bar. And lastly, we have something everybody needs and everybody uses every day. But I don't know if they really take the time to look to see what's in it, and that's their toothpaste.
Mm.
I went without a toothpaste for almost 2 years because I couldn't find all the ingredients I wanted. They would have some, but not all. I went to Utah, the toothpaste capital-making place in America. They'd have some stuff, but not everything. It took me 2 years to finally find everything. And now I just have it in. It's called Clean Teeth Toothpaste. It's a beautiful mint flavor. And what makes it special? First, what does it not have? Fluoride. It's fluoride-free. There's no sugar. There's no saccharin. There's no artificial flavors. And it has natural whitening powder, the kind that your grandparents probably used, Reggie.
Yeah.
And mine did. Old-fashioned baking soda.
Yeah.
Calcium carbonate. That's what cleans teeth. But I put in here clove oil, tea tree oil, wintergreen oil, myrrh extract, lavender extract, marigold pure dew, basil extract, nutmeg extract, calcium carbonate, that's your baking soda,
right,
menthol to give that wonderful, fresh, alive feeling, and natural glycerin, vegetable base, and a fresh mint essence. That's it. There's nothing else in here. All right? This is, and mind you, what does toothpaste do? Well, the right toothpaste helps you with gums. It helps you with the buildup of bacteria in the mouth. It helps you with bad breath with regular brushing. So if you put on the wrong toothpaste with chemicals and artificial sweeteners and fluoride, in my world, you're doing yourself a disservice. But that's why I took the time. And here's what's interesting. Before I go out of town, I always go in and have my dentist, a holistic dentist, do a complete examination of my gums and teeth and whatnot. And I had sent her a notice that I would be working on this, and she went to my office and got a tube and started using it, and she said, I just thought I'd let you know I'm using your toothpaste, and it's the best toothpaste ever, ever. Big tube. It's a 150-gram tube, so it's big. And it lasts a while. Well, here's what you're getting. You're getting a year supply. Let me repeat that, Reggie. An entire year's supply of toothpaste.
A year's supply.
A year's supply.
Wow.
A year's supply. Yeah.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah, 12 tubes.
Wow.
So it's called Clean Teeth. It's inexpensive. And my dentist the other day said to me, Gary, I've given 200 tubes away to my patients because I want them to have the best. So I thought that was nice and unsolicited input. So I don't have my mouthwash yet. I'm still working on it. It's been 2.5 years, and it looks like I have finally passed the final hurdle.
Mm.
It passed a 10 on everyone's tasting. 28 employees this week all said yes, thumbs up to my latest, and it took that long to find the right ingredients to get it done correctly. So we're looking maybe in the next 3 months I'll have my mouthwash in. But I haven't had any mouthwash in 2 years. Now we do. Again, I won't compromise. I won't just bring something out to have something out. I went 1.5 years without a nutrition bar until I formulated Cocoa Magic Bar. Then when it was formulated, I wanted more, a slightly bit more of a flexible flavor and texture to it, and that's why I put some coconut oil on it, organic coconut. So I'm always tweaking things. Well, this clean teeth doesn't need to be tweaked. It's as good as it gets, and it all healthy ingredients, and you get 1 year supply, and that's it. Over to you.
All right. So you're going to get, well, this is really amazing, Gary, 1 year supply of Gary Noll's Clean Teeth Toothpaste, and that's 12 boxes for a pledge of $80. And I think that that is more than fair for 1 year supply. 1 year supply now for a box of 12 for a pledge of $80. And to call in order to get this, of course, all proceeds will benefit WBAI, of course. The number to call is 212-209-2950. Once again, that number is 212-209-2950. And once again, for those people that are listening online, you can ask for it. You can get that premium as well, the Clean Teeth Toothpaste, by going to give2wbai.org. Give the numeral 2wbai.org. For those people that have the ability to call their phones, use their phones right now, 212-209-2950. Again, the number is 212-209-2950. A box of Clean Teeth Toothpaste. You're going to get 12 within a box, and for a pledge of $80, 1 year supply, as Gary mentioned before, 1 year supply. And the number to call in order to get this and support this radio station, 212-209-2950. Gary.
Okay, so let's just summarize what we've offered today. We've offered a lot today.
Yes.
Survival stuff, which will help people with giving them that extra amount. Let's just say that you eat a good diet. Let's say you go out of your way to really be conscious in the choices you make. How realistic is it that you're going to have all the ingredients that is in survival stuff? Now, being a nutritionist, a board-certified nutritionist, and a state-registered, nationally registered dietitian, having graduated from dietetic school, nutrition school, and a PhD in human nutrition and clinical and public health science, and being a clinical nutritionist and a research scientist, how likely is it that I'm going to be looking at ingredients that go into your body that you may not yet be aware are that important for you? Remember, I did a debate on ABC Network in Chicago back in 1972. That's a long time ago.
Yes, it is.
Where I was on the side of the debate that says we need more fiber. I was debating one of the top people at the AMA who said, quote, fiber is really only good for pigs and cattle.
Wow.
And I'm thinking, my goodness, he's a medical doctor. I'm not. He has the power of authority. I don't. So here I am. I'm having to make arguments without the basis of having a big advantage, and the big advantage being authority and pedigree. I'm just a country fellow from West Virginia. I don't have anything going for me except common sense and the truth. And the truth, as we all know, frequently gets brushed aside as being insignificant or relevant to the argument. believing the person based upon their authority is where we generally stop all of our arguments. And so at the end of that debate, the moderator said, well, what you said made sense, but he is top person in the AMA, so we're going to be, you know, leaning towards him. And I said, I understand. And that's the way it generally was over and over again. And so think of the people in the audience who didn't care for fiber, didn't think it was important because of believing him. Think of diverticulitis, Crohn's disease, spastic colon. Think of autotoxemia. Think of polyps and colorectal cancer. Think of the deaths and suffering of people who believed in the authority figure, not because he had truth, but because he had authority and the power of authority to be recognized as the only truth. That's the danger. So when I'm looking at what people need, I'm also looking at how they've been conditioned to believe that they don't need certain things. Well, I don't need, you know, spirulina. What the heck is spirulina? You know, some algae? Do I look like a fish? Do I look like I need algae? Yeah, you do look like a fish. I'm sorry to... And, you know, I talk back to televisions all the time.
Oh, well, I won't hold that against you, Gary.
You won't believe what I say to Donald Trump when I'm watching. All I know is if there's ever a nuclear disaster, I want to be behind his hair because I know that nothing will penetrate it. So anyhow, so I put the things in survival stuff that the average person, I believe, is not aware of how important it is, like the 8 billion probiotics, the Alaria, all of the sea algaes, how important it is for our body, our thyroid, iodine. I put in there the digestive enzymes because most people, if you talk with them, they're always talking about digestion. So everything I can do to enhance the body's natural processes, I'm going to do. And the right blend of fruits and vegetables, especially the cruciferous vegetables. So with survival stuff, you're getting all the extras that in the normal course of a day you're not going to put in your body. Now you can. You can help someone else with their health and their choices because you have it to give and share, especially if it's someone who normally wouldn't be taking the best care of themselves. This is that extra that you can do for them. And let's just say that you're a person who is concerned that there could be, at some point in the near future, some cataclysmic event or some natural crisis that we're not prepared for. You'll be able to be prepared and survive in ways that you would be challenged otherwise. Even some of the smartest people you could imagine have their survival stuff. In fact, I know one woman who listened to this show because she told me. I met her by accident in a health food store. And she was asking me about survival stuff, and I was answering her questions. And so I just wanted you to know I bought two cases of it. And I said, yeah, why? And she gave me her explanation, and it made sense. And I said, and what do you do? And she told me she's a major banker. I didn't know. And no, we wouldn't have seen eye to eye on what she does in her career, but she saw eye to eye on her future health and the needs if she's ever in a situation she wants to be able to survive. So we have people from all walks of life who are survivalists. And so that's for them. Then as far as the next premium, the Cocoa Magic Bars, not everybody, but a lot of people would like a healthy snack. But now we know how powerful chocolate is. You can Google cacao and Google high, dark, unsweetened cacao. Mm-hmm. You know, when you're up there 70 to 80%, 85%, and you start thinking, wow, I didn't know it did all this stuff. Yeah, it does. It does. And it's not just self-promoting or self-serving. It's this independent science says that. I make no claims for it. It's the science and all the other ingredients in there, and organic and fresh. How fresh? The batch that people are going to receive just came in yesterday. right? Fresh made.
That's fresh.
I make them in small batches of only 3,000 bars. And mind you, they're 12 bars to a box. So, you know, we're dealing in hundreds of boxes at a time. And that was a whole discussion I had. Because 99% of the people didn't want to do business with me at all. Because they're used to doing minimum 10 to 50,000 boxes. You know, they deal in hundreds of thousands and millions of bars. And here I am wanting hundreds of boxes, a tiny little load. In fact, the place that did it said they'd never allowed anyone. But it turns out one of the people who is one of the partners in the company listens to me for years, had on KPFK in Los Angeles, and now listens to me over the Internet, and gave a green light. So that association worked there so people can get made fresh in small batches. So it's pure and wholesome and healthy. So that's the Cocoa Magic Bar. And then, of course, everybody's got to brush their teeth. You look at all the ingredients in your toothpaste. You look at the essential oils. I selected oils based upon what I want those oils to do and what I know they will do. So I want the right oils in a person's mouth because it's the oils that make the difference. And so I select the oils that will make a difference. That's why you get these oils. We only have 60 seconds left. Reggie, over to you.
All right. So, as Gary mentioned, we have, during this hour, it's a lot. A lot was offered. And so, let me go down the line here. For a pledge of $125, you can get the Survivor stuff, which, again, includes ingredients like quinoa. Sprouted quinoa, I should say. Sprouted kamut. Sprouted spelt. Sprouted amaranth. Oat beta glucan. Chia seeds. Kale. Cauliflower. Celery. Broccoli. Asparagus. Collard greens. Apples. A lot of ingredients that is essential to the body. And here... it's for a pledge of $125. It's a big container, folks. It's a real big container, folks. But it smells like cherries. It smells wonderful. And it tastes quite tasty as well. For a pledge of $125. And it's going to benefit the radio station as well. And once you get the Survivor stuff, it'll benefit you as well. So, 212-209-2950 is the number in order to get that. So, and the Cocoa Magic Bars, which there's 12 bars in a box for a pledge of $75. And also for a pledge of $80, you can get a box of an entire year supply for the Gary Knowles Clean Teeth Toothpaste, and there's 12 tubes in a box, and that's for a pledge of $80. And the number to call in order to get any of them or all of them is 212-209-2950. Once again, that number is 212-209-2950. And if you want to get the Cocoa Magic Bars, for a pledge of $75, which comes 12 bars in a box, the Gary Knowles Clean Teeth Toothpaste, for a pledge of $80, you'll get 12 tubes in a box, or the Survivor stuff, which comes in a big container, for a pledge of $125, the number to call is 212-209-2950. Once again, 212-209-2950. Gary.
Okay, everyone. Have a wonderful day. We're out of time. We look forward to sharing more on our next program. And thank you all for supporting the station, because every day that we are able to raise money is a day that we're able to continue coming back to life.
That's right.
Have a nice day.
Thank you, Gary. And once again, just to reiterate what I've mentioned before, a long list of premiums being offered during the hour, and I just want to rattle off the list again. For a pledge of $75, you can get the Cocoa Magic Bars, which comes in 12 bars in a box. For a pledge of $80, you can get a year's supply now, a year's supply of the Clean Teeth toothpaste, which comes 12 tubes in a box for a pledge of $80, and survival stuff, which comes in a container. It's a huge container, a big container, for a pledge of $125. And you can call in order to get any of those premiums. You can call 212-209-2950. Once again, 212-209-2950. And for those people that are listening online via stream on WBAI.org, you can go to give2WBAI.org on the web. Give2WBAI, the number two. Give2WBAI.org on the web. Once again, ask for the premiums by name. Coco Magic Bars for a pledge of $75. The Clean Teeth Toothpaste for a pledge of $80. The survival stuff, which is a pledge for $125. And just wanted to be clear, the Coco Magic Bars, there's 12 bars in a box. So you're not just getting one, you're getting 12. You're getting 12 of those. And the Gary Knowles Clean Teeth Toothpaste, it's a year's supply. So you're getting 12 in a box in that one. And that's for a pledge of $80. And once again, the number is 212-209-2950. 212-209-2950. One more time, I'm rattling off the list. For a pledge of $75, you can get Gary Knowles Coco Magic Bars, which comes in 12 bars in a box. 12 bars in a box for the Gary Knowles Coco Magic Bars for a pledge of $75. For a pledge of $80, you'll get a year's supply of the Clean Teeth toothpaste for a pledge of $80. And that comes, once again, 12 tubes in a box. And for a pledge of $125, you'll get the survival stuff. And the number to call for any of those premiums or all of those premiums combined, you can call 212-209-2950. Once again, that number is 212-209-2950. And for those people who are online, listening to WBAI via stream at WBAI.org, and if you're in the middle of working, if you're in the middle of work, listening to the station on WBAI.org, or if you're in your travels or listening around the world, listening to WBAI.org, you too can get this premium and show support for this radio station by going to give2wbai.org. Give the numeral 2, wbai.org. Because the beauty of the stream is that we're international now. People around the world can listen to WBAI at any time. And usually the people that appreciates WBAI the most is the ones that used to live here in New York City. And they appreciate it even more so because once they leave New York City, they're like, ooh, we're not getting the information that we usually expect from WBAI. Or there is no other radio station comparable to WBAI if you're outside of the country. And God forbid, if you're not in a major metropolitan area, and the only thing you got is your conservative .. radio station and your public radio station, and they only offer you a slither of a perspective and not the whole scope or not a bigger scope, well, you tend to miss WBAI a lot. So, for those people, once again, who are listening to WBAI via stream, please go to give2wbai.org, and you too can get this gift that's being offered, either for the Coco Magic Bars, 12 bars in a box, for a pledge of $75, or the Clean Teeth Toothpaste, which is a year supply, for a pledge of $80, and the Survival Stuff for a pledge of $125. Once again, 212-209-2950 is the number, or go to give2wbai.org on the web. And I forgot to mention is that if you're getting all of the premiums, you can always break it down into incremental payments. You can just call the operator, tell them that you want to customize your own payment plan, and they will do so. The reason why you have those options is because you are essentially a listener sponsor. You are the reason why the lights are on, why this microphone that I'm speaking in front of is working. You are the reason why this is all happening. Henceforth, listener sponsor, meaning you out there. Show your support once again by calling 212-209-2950 or go to give2wbai.org on the web.
alternating Friday nights, midnight, WBAI 99.5 FM in New York. Once upon a time when we were colored, stolen from the mother. 400 years later, Mr. Charlie's on some other. Take this as an affirmative act to slap back the whack. Catch brothers, sisters who are falling through the cracks. Creativity and unity, the keys to maintain our humanity and our sanity. No vanity, materialism, big willy crap. Just progressive elevation, can I get a soul clap? Keep it going on. CUC, keep it going on.
For those who need to know. Coming in September exclusively over the transmission platform that is WBAI Pacifica Radio 99.5 FM, New York. A NOMO radio production in conjunction with the Artsy Fartsy Collective at the Brooklyn Common. Something you've never experienced before. Prepare yourself.
Have you heard about WBA?
Oh, yes, I've heard about WBAI. I've heard about WBAI. No More Radio. Is that Anthony Sloan? Because he brought me to the station, and he's the one responsible for No More Radio, as far as I know. That's what I say. And, hey, you know who I applaud? I applaud that guy winning Trump, because he's saying what he wants to say, and that's what we do here at WBAI. Nobody can shut him up. Nobody can shut us up. I just want to know if he made his due with the Central Park Five. So now it's 8 o'clock here at WBAI New York 99.5 FM. Also streaming on the web at WBAI.org. It is July 29th, 2015 as the year. And it's 8 o'clock. And when it's 8 o'clock here at this station, that means it's time for
the personal conversion.
This is Hank Key, and I'm in the studio of WBAI FM. And with me in the studio is Stevie DB, our inimitable engineer, who he must be in a good mood today because he has asthma. And with me, my old sidekick, Joe King, and he's on remote. Hi there, Joe.
Well, I'm very far on remote, and I got to tell you that Stevie was really playing that theme very loud, so I didn't hear what your name is again, sir. What is your...
That's okay by me. Hey, Joe, I said hello, world, and this is Hanky, and I got some good news and I got some, well, bad news, okay?
You do.
The membership drive started last week, and we were preempted, but we're on today. We're on.
We're not going to be preempted again, are we?
Well, the drive is being extended another week, and we're going to be preempted next week.
What?
Bad news.
Well, you know, one of the things you've also often said to me, Joe, about Albert Einstein, and it's been attributed to what he had said, but it really wasn't Albert Einstein. But you know what? We'll still say Albert Einstein said it, okay? And what's it when you do the same thing over and over again?
No, doing the same thing over and over again is perfectly normal. Doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result each time is insanity.
Does that sound like the station or what?
That sounds like what you're telling me is going on. We're going to be having an extended fundraising drive because we didn't raise enough funds, and so let's preempt the person.
Well, you know what? We were told we're going to be preempted because we didn't raise enough fund because we weren't on the air.
And we're on the air tonight. So they're saying, we won't raise enough funds tonight, so let's preempt us next week.
Well, you know what? We're going to enjoy ourselves. We're going to do a little pitching.
Speak for yourself.
Well, no, we're going to do a little pitching, on behalf of the station, right. even though it's dysfunctional, we do believe in the cause of the station.
We believe in the cause, but we don't believe in the management.
Well, Joe, if you know what? If you say that one more time, we'll get preempted again.
As it is, they're preempting us about 50% of the time. Now, before we go into our next preemption, let me ask you, Hank, if somebody wants to support the station, particularly if somebody wants to support our show, how do they do that?
Well, there are a couple ways. One is you have the give to WBAI.org, give with the number 2, WBAI.org. You could go to...
Internet, the so-called internet,
right.
The World Wide Web.
You could call 212-209-2950.
That's on the telephone.
And I guess you can go to WBAI.org and navigate your way to some of the premiums there.
Now take a look in the upper right-hand corner. I'm told that's a good place to start.
Now, Joe, I think we're going to do something a little unorthodox for today, because the big problem we have with premiums is the premiums, getting it out. Joe, you want to tell them what we're going to do?
I want to say that I've been told that we have the most modern, efficient, super-developed, computerized premium distribution system on God's earth, which means that we're in real trouble. So instead of doing that, Hank and I have decided on the following procedure. If during the May fundraising or tonight you make a pledge or have made a pledge to the Personal Computer Show as your favorite program for $25 or more, and you have already received the original white paper but would like a newer or more up-to-date version of it, or you've never received it and you would like the new up-to-date version of the white paper, and Hank will explain the white paper in just a minute, all you have to do is send us the confirmation that the station sends you when you make the $25 or more or larger pledge as your favorite show. Send us that confirmation to PC Radio, PCRADIO, at, that's the commercial at sign, PCRadioShow.org. I'll intercept that mail personally, and I will send you, as a reply to that mail, Hank's white paper. Hank, what is in that white paper?
Well, in that white paper is all the things that we've been talking about on Windows 10, based on my testing and based on what's been announced, and we're going to be adding more to it from based on tonight. And we have other topics that we also cover that people have been very interested in. And, in fact, I just put in a late-minute thing because people had heard me talk about it, and they want more information, which is, I said, the good, bad, and ugly of USB flash drives. And that's one of the things in there. And, you know, I have other things in there. You have the table of contents that you can go through a little later. But we do have premiums, and we have the standard 3 premiums that we've been using because they're important. Windows 10 is today the official day of release of Windows 10.
They send in the confirmation of the pledge of $25 or more for their favorite show, I will personally send out that white paper.
Right. That is how we know you donated, because I was asked a question by one of the people in management saying, can you tell us who gets what premiums? And I'm saying, you got to be kidding me. How would I know if you don't tell me?
So now, what you're talking about now are the listed premiums, which require a donation of $50 or more.
Mm-hmm.
And those premiums will be sent out by management, hopefully, and if you have any trouble, we'll try and help you out, but they will be handling those premiums.
Right, right. And the reason why these three premiums are important is that today is officially the release of Windows 10, and with it, a lot of the XP support has literally been dropped. In fact, you have a hard time finding it on the World Wide Web. And Windows 7 is good baseline stuff, but there's stuff in there that supports Windows XP and gives you that bridge to go to Windows 10, and they took that off too, so we have it available. The XP support DVD, which we give you all the service packs that you need, and then we have the unofficial service pack 4, And then we also add to it, how do you, you know, although Microsoft had discontinued, from a public point of view, providing XP support, you know, the security patches and so on, how can you continue to get it? It's on that DVD.
Still offering security patches to specialized people.
And how do you get to be specialized? And that's what we're going to tell you. And that DVD is a requested donation is $50. And then we have the Windows 7 support DVD, has all the stuff that allows you to run Windows 8.1 or 10. So it really looks like Windows 7. You know, they say that Windows 10 now have the start menu. Yes, they have a start menu, but it does not look like Windows 7, okay? Contrary to what they tell you. I have all the service packs available. I have the virtualization mode on it and XPM. In other words, you can run Windows XP under Windows 7, but I went to the Microsoft site. They took that down. Well, it's available. So we have all that, and we call that the Windows 7 support DVD.
Hank, what is the bargain?
The bargain? Well, the bargain is if you want both the XP support and the Windows 7 support, we'll give it to you for $75 donation. How's that?
That's a special DVD. You get it all onto one DVD, but you save half the price on one of them.
Yeah. Okay. Now, Joe and I were reviewing things that we're going to talk about tonight, and we have it in somewhat of a more orderly fashion. But then Joe says, you know, there's one item that you really should jump to right now because it's important. It's very, very important. And it's the fact that the I was talking to a couple of people. They said that they noticed that they got some knowledge-based patches in there that they didn't realize was in there because the way they set it up was that they would be notified, and it's up to them whether they want to implement the patches. Well, Microsoft has, in some cases, asked, do you want this patch? In other cases, they put the patch into your system, whether you like it or not. And these are called Windows 10 notification patches. There are two of them associated with Windows 7 and one associated with Windows 8. And I'll just give you the last four digits so if you want to look around. But I'll have Michael Horowitz, our webmaster, post it. But the 5583 and 2664, those are two recent knowledge-based patches. And they got stuck into her machine. She didn't ask for it, and what that does is, I'll explain what it is, and the other one is 6978 that deals with 8 and 8.1. And what these patches is that you have agreed, and she said, I never agreed to it. I says, well, it got into your machine. You have agreed that you will allow Microsoft to push Windows 10 and upgrade your existing Windows 7 or Windows 8 system to 10.
There's a problem with that, not a major problem, but something you want to consider, because some people have already gotten that first push and discovered that it destroyed their video card. Not destroyed.
Well, they don't qualify, but they know it because today was the first day of the release. And so she said to me, listen, I'm happy with 7. I don't want those notification. So I said, why don't you just uninstall the patch itself? She tried, and she called me up and said, I can't delete it. And I did a little lookup on it. Guess what? You can't delete it. You can't uninstall it. You have to go to Microsoft to get a special program. You have to ask them, pretty please. Then they'll give you, you take the program, then you can uninstall the patches. That's kind of sort of like, that's sort of like really forcing you. And by the way, they are saying that if you take it off, they'll try to put it back on again.
Now, there is a way, supposedly, that you can block their putting it on again.
No. In other words, without loading it and needing you to run it, they are forcing it on.
Yes, and there is, as I said, out on the Internet, you'll find if you do a search, there is a patch, a program patch, that says that will block them from doing that. So knowing I was about to go on the air, I decided I would install that patch this afternoon and see how it worked.
Oh, okay.
And I got a message from Microsoft. Cannot install this patch on your machine.
Oh, that's dirty pool, isn't it, huh?
Yep.
In other words, they really want to convert everyone to Windows 10.
They really do want to do that because Windows 10 is supposed to run on every type of device. And
well,
it might be a good thing someday, but not yet today.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that. You know, one of the things I did want to start off with is talking about reviews, you know. And the reason why I want to talk about reviews is because very often –